Okay, in this so-called month of love, we have been studying that kind of love, which is not romantic, if we may put it that way, not the kind that will set off lovely music, but rather that kind of love which is found in the dirt, found in the most unwelcome places. Tinitingnan natin yung pag-ibig na nandun sa mga lugar na marumi, lugar na kahirapan. We looked at this in terms of touching the leper, and from there we see that love, which is compassion, is able to reach out to the disgusting in society. Last week, we looked at love or in terms of compassion for women, fighting for women because they have been very often in history the oppressed. At tiningnan natin yan yung katotohanan na yung tunay na pag-ibig ay maaring umabot, maaring makipaglaban at manindigan alang-alang sa mga naaapi sa lipunan at isa riyan ay ang mga kababaihan. Now, of all sufferers, I think it is arguable that children are the most helpless and the most vulnerable to abuse for very obvious reasons. Yung mga bata ang maaring sabihin natin pinakawalang magawa, yung pinaka-helpless, at least women may be able to fight, as we have seen in the likes of Pandita Ramabai, or even others who are oppressed may rebel and may fight against their oppressors. But children, what can they do? Anong magagawa ng mga bata? Kaya masasabi natin siguro ang mga bata ang pinaka-walang magawa pagdating sa pang-aabuso ng mga nang-aabuso sa kanila. There was a time that orphans numbered greatly. Maraming mga magulang ang maagang namamatay. Yung kalusugan sa maraming panahon ng mga nauna ay hindi ganun kaganda. Kaya yung mga magulang maagang namamatay, imagine in the 18th, 19th centuries, longevity was on the average of 40. 40 taon. Yun talagang mga malulusog na lang ang umaabot ng 60, 70. Pero yung karaniwan, because of disease, simple infection, or plagues, as well as war, eh maagang namamatay. And 40 was the average longevity at that time. Eh, imagine ano ba yung bata pag yung magulang ay 40 years old, namatay, eh, siguro nasa teens pa lang. Eh, ganun ang karaniwang pangyayari noon. Orphans numbered greatly in periods of history. And even today, in many places where health is poor. At hindi lamang yan, yung mga bata mismo, marami sa mga bata ang madaling dapuan ng sakit at madaling mamatay. Child mortality was very high in the past. Bigyan ko kayo ng isang halimbawa. I often quote John Owen, one of my favorite authors, a Puritan in the 17th century. Alam niyo ba na mayroon siyang 11 anak, lahat ay namatay sa kanilang pagkabataan, in their childhood, all died. And that was common experience. Kaya nagpaparami ng anak noon ay sa pagkataasahan nila, ilan dyan ay mamamatay in childhood. So that's the child mortality ng mga nakaraang panahon. So, children were easily orphaned. Children, mataas ang mortality. At isa sa pinakakalaban ng mga bata ay illiteracy. Yung hindi sila makapag-aral. In fact, in the last, in the 19th century and before, child labor was rampant. Yung mga bata nagtatrabaho na sa bukid, sa mga pabrika, lalo na nung inilunsad na yung Industrial Revolution, mga pabrika ang napakarami sa Europa, mga bata ang kanilang pinagtatrabaho sa mga pabrika. And so, children grow illiterate and without education. Well, this is still the case in some places in the world. So, ang napakahalagang bahagi ng compassion ay compassion for suffering children. Now, isang bagay muna ang gusto kong linawin natin sa ating pananaw bilang mga Kristiyano sa mga bata. As Christians, we need to balance our view of children pagdating sa usapin ng kanilang kalikasan. Iba yung ating pananaw pagdating sa secular psychology. Of course, in secular psychology, ang karaniwang pananaw lang ay the fragility of the child and the innocence of the child. Yung bata ay inosente, walang muwang, at napaka-rupok. Kaya ang nagiging mungka sa mga magulang, hindi dapat disiplinado ang pagpapalaki sa mga bata, kundi mahinahon, gentle, and yung iba pa ay talagang sinasabi na bumakibagay ka sa gusto ng bata. And in many places today, bawal na ang mamalo ng mga bata dahil nga dyan sa paniniwala na the innocence of the child. So I will just make clear na pagdating sa bata, naniniwala tayo sa dalawang katotohanan, creation, which of course means the dignity of the child. So naniniwala tayo sa dignidad ng bata sapagkat tinitingnan natin siya na nilalang ng Diyos. Nilalang na kinasangkapan yung henerasyon, kinasangkapan yung productivity between parents, but we believe that that is the instrument, but the main cause is God's creative act. Kahit nilalang ng Diyos ang bata. Ngunit, naniniwala rin tayo sa tinatawag na Adamic imputation. Maliwanag sa turo ng Romans chapter 5 na through one man, sin entered into the world. And lahat ng ginawa ni Adan, ginawa niya bilang representante natin, kinatawa natin. Kaya yung kanyang ginawa ay ibinilang sa sangkatauhan. Which means our view of the child is that the child is sinful. Eh, kita naman natin sa karanasan yan. Walang bata na hindi lumaki na hindi makasalanan. In other words, all children, when they grow up, actually sin. Now, they did not become sinner at their first sin. Rather, the reason why they sin inevitably is because they are sinners. Is na yung sinabi ni David, Psalm 51:5, I was born in iniquity and in sin my mother conceived me. Doon pa lang sa paglilihi, sa sinapupunan pa lang, ando na yung katotohanan ng kasalanan. Psalm 58 verse 3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They tell lies as soon as they are born. Kaya pag laging iyak ng iyak ang bata, huwag mong laging paniwalaan. Minsan kailangan palakasin mo yung lungs niya, hayaan mong umiyak. But ang punto natin, yung Christian view of the child balances both the dignity of the child because of God's creation, kaya papahalagahan natin yan, hindi natin iwawalang bahala. Gayunman, may pananaw tayo sa moralidad ng bata, na ang bata ay may impluensya na ng kasalanan na nagmula pa kay Adan. So that is the balancing view, and that should dictate and inform the way we treat children, lalo na tayo mga magulang. Why do we have to use the rod? Why do we have to use discipline? Why do we have to have requirements sa ating tahanan? At bakit tayo dapat consistent both in terms ng application ng standard as well as example, affection, and discipline? Bakit natin lahat yan ay pagsasamahin sapagkat ito ang pananaw natin sa mga anak natin? Now, let me tell you of two stories of men who exercised compassion for children. In fact, marami akong pwedeng gamitin, but these two really inspired me personally sa kanilang mga ginawa para sa mga bata. The first is the case of Dr. Thomas John Barnardo, born in Dublin, Ireland, to a Jewish father and an English mother who was a member of the Plymouth Brethren. By the way, Ireland, alam natin ngayon, dalawa ang Ireland. Northern Ireland is still part of Great Britain. Ang kanyang capital ay Belfast. Pero autonomous na siya. Yung Ireland na tinutukoy natin dito ay yung Republic of Ireland, which is an independent country, at ang kanyang capital ay Dublin. So doon pinanganak itong si John Thomas Barnardo in Dublin, Ireland. Jewish yung kanyang father, pero yung nanay niya ay Christian, member ng Plymouth Brethren, hindi Plymouth ang pronounce niyan, Plymouth. Maraming ganyan sa England. Hindi mo maintindihan ba't in-spell pa nilang ganun tapos ibang pronounce, malilito ka. Isa ito rito, Plymouth Brethren, to which Thomas Barnardo was converted and he was age 17. Yeah, teenager pa lang siya, nandun ay naging mananampalatayang Kristiyano na siya. And he studied medicine at the London Hospital. And during the time that he was studying medicine, nakitira siya, of all people, imagine he lived with Hudson Taylor's family. Si Hudson Taylor ay missionary sa China. In fact, founder siya ng China Inland Mission, which later on became OMF, or Overseas Missionaries Fellowship. So talagang dun sa tahanan ni Hudson Taylor, nakitira siya habang nag-aaral ng medisina. So what do you expect? So at his early age, Barnardo had a missionary inclination. Gusto rin niya maging misyoneryo at gamitin ng Panginoon sa malayong lugar, magngaral ng mensahe ng Ebanghelyo. But it was at this point that he met a child named Jim Jarvis. He was a homeless child, about 8 years of age, and he introduced Barnardo to others like him. Ito is tawag sa England, sa London, West End. Siguro maitutumbas natin dito, Quiapo sa Manila. Diyan nagkalat yung mga maraming mga taong lansangan, mga batang lansangan. At nandyan na-meet ni Barnardo, itong una niyang opportunity to meet such children. And so it already touched him. And nasundan ito in 1866. There was a cholera epidemic, and it was at this point that Barnardo's attention was drawn to great numbers of homeless and destitute children in the cities of England. And it was at this point na yung kanyang dating inclination na gusto niyang maging misyoneryo ay napalitan, at dito niya natagpuan yung sa kanyang palagay ay talagang panawagan ng Diyos sa kanya. Having been touched so deeply, he gave up his missionary ambition and he took up his life's vocation, which was that of caring for children. Of course, it helped a lot na meron na siyang medical license, na siyang ganap na doktor, at ngayon ay makapaglilingkod siya sa mga bata ng England. So with the support of some sponsors, in particular sa England again, maraming mga royal titles dyan, mga mag-anak o kaya ay may connection sa royal family, sari-sari mga titles na ibinibigay sa kanila. Isa riyan ay the Earl of Shaftesbury. So yung 7th Earl of Shaftesbury was very supportive of the ministry of Barnardo, at yung yaman niya ay kanyang na-share dito kay Barnardo. So it was through that support that Barnardo opened the first of his, what will be called since then, Dr. Barnardo's Homes. It was 1870. He was only age 25. So isipin nyo, yung vocation na niya, at that young age ay nag-aalaga ng mga bata, isang manggagamot, pero yung puso niya nandun sa mga batang lansangan ng London, ng England, and he was serving them using his medical knowledge as well as financial sponsors in order to serve children. So this was established in Causeway, London. So isa na naman yan, hindi yan Causeway, Causeway, London. And he expanded from then on, ay lumago itong kanyang gawain. It was one tragic experience one day, isang bata na hindi na niya pwedeng tanggapin sa kanyang palagay dahil puno na yung kanyang home noon. So he rejected this boy. Ang tawag niya sa kanya ay carrots because orange na yung buhok niya. So he rejected him at least for that night. But then the following day, the child was found dead in the garbage. And because of that, he then implemented a policy na pinairal niya since then. Ang kanyang tawag ay no destitute child ever refused admission. So itong sinabi niya at senior handout, we receive children whom no other charitable institution will touch. Children in the last stage of lingering disease, children who are lame, halt, and blind, children who, as a result of a long course of neglect and suffering, can be admitted only to die. The one condition of eligibility is destitution. So in other words, pag talagang dukha, hirap, hikahos, that's the one qualification. If you are that, if you can prove that, there is evidence na ganun, that child was received, even though kahit na dying, wala nang pag-asa, the child was received. And that was the policy of Dr. Bernardo's home. So doon sa kanyang mga homes, ay kasama yung pagpapakain sa kanila, binibihisan, at pinag-aaral, at sinasanay para sa employable skills. And one thing that also Dr. Bernardo insisted from the very beginning is that the children be taught the gospel. Sometimes, may mga parents na nagvo-volunteer na ipasok yung mga anak nila sa home ni Dr. Bernardo, at kanyang nililiwanag sa kanila from the very beginning that they will be taught the gospel and it will be raised an evangelical home. So minsan may mga Roman Catholics na nagvo-volunteer i-enroll yung kanilang anak, pinapipirma na they understand that they will be taught the evangelical position on Christian teachings para walang legal complication. So that's part of Dr. Bernardo's policy, feeding, clothing, education, and gospel. So throughout his life, the homes of Dr. Bernardo expanded and he established in all 112 district homes besides mission branches throughout the United Kingdom. And it is estimated that through his lifetime, he rescued no less than 60,000 boys and girls from destitution. And in 1899, the institutions were legally incorporated and got the official name, the National Association for the Reclamation of Destitute Waif Children. Waif in British English is abandoned. So Destitute Waif Children, yun ang official name, but even today, those homes are still called Dr. Bernardo's homes. He died in 1905 of angina pectoris. And in that town where he died, mayroong children's charity known as Bernardo's. His widow wrote a memoir of Dr. Bernardo in which she said this, at nasa handout niyo, "Everywhere, Bernardo sought out the children, for he loved them. He loved them all. In the unselfish ardor of youth, he loved the worst best. With that passion which takes delight in unselfish service, amongst the people professing to follow one who said, 'Suffer little children to come unto me,' the children starved in the gutters and there were few to care." Tinutukoy niya ay England was supposed to be a Christian professing society, and yet there were so many street children uncared for, and it was Dr. Bernardo who really worked so hard and untiringly para dito. When Bernardo died, the editor of the periodical sa England, ng Punch, ay nagsulat ng isang memorial poem in these words, "Suffer the children unto me to come, the little children," said the voice of Christ, "and for his law, whose lips today are dumb, the master's voice sufficed. Suffer the little children, so he spake, and in his steps the true disciples trod, lifting the helpless ones for love's pure sake up to the arms of God." So ito yung naging testimony ni Thomas Bernardo, that he cared for children, he used his expertise, his knowledge, his money in order to care for children sa strip. Now, nakikita ko to in very concrete terms weekly sa gawain ng CRBC, sa kanilang Christian Compassion Ministry. They really minister to street people, street children. And I have seen some of them really changed. Kaya isang bagay ito na patuloy na panawagan kung saan meron tayong mga bata sa lansangan. Now the second that I would use as a story of compassion is Robert Ricks, 1736 to 1811. Born in September 1736, also in England, in a place known as Gloucester, to an Anglican family. Now, Church of England would be the state church ng England, and Robert Ricks was an Anglican all his life. Yung kanyang tatay ay may kaya, at may kaya yung kanilang pamilya, and when his father died, yung si Robert Ricks ang nagmana nung kanilang pahayagan, Gloucester Journal, and he was its editor-in-chief from 1757 to 1802. So matagal yan. It's more than 40 years. And so, by career, Robert Ricks was a journalist, and he wrote a lot. At mababasa yung hanggang ngayon yung mga isinulat niya sa kanyang mga editorials. But from early on, Robert Ricks also exercised benevolence for the poor of Gloucester. He advocated the comfort of prison conditions. Isa yan sa kanyang pinaglaban. He taught inmates. He was also a part of the anti-slave trade movement. He was very much a companion of William Wilberforce, yung member ng parliament na nanguna sa pakikipaglaban sa slave trade. Ay kasama si Robert Ricks dyan. Now, what became a turning point as far as children are concerned in Robert Ricks' life was in 1870. He employed 4 women to teach the poor children in the slums of Gloucester. And because at that time, child labor was rampant. Yung mga bata nagtatrabaho ng Monday through Saturday. So he chose Sunday as the time to teach these children. That was their only vacant time. So after ng church, ay nag-employ siya ng mga babaeng magtuturo sa mga bata. Yung mga itinuturo niya ay basics like reading, writing, as well as catechism, Bible, and catechism. So remember, one of the major problems ng children was illiteracy. Hindi makapagbasa, and it was Robert Ricks who supplied and supplemented what was lacking among children at that time. So he chose Sunday as the best time. He had an evangelistic purpose to introduce the children to the Bible, apart from teaching them basics. And so in history, Robert Ricks is known as the founder of what we now call the Sunday School. And it grew tremendously in the years 1780 to 1810. And its effect was radical in that it had impact on the system of children's education. At the time, there was no such thing as state education. Bahala mga magulang lang, walang support ang pamahalaan, kanya-kanya. But with the Sunday School by Robert Ricks, ay naipakonsensya sa pamahalaan yung kanilang papel na tumulong sa pagpapaaral ng mga bata. And since then, ay nagkaroon ng state-sponsored education. And besides that, of course, we know Sunday School has had a tremendous and radical impact on church ministries. And today, around the world, almost part na ng mga evangelical churches ang meron silang Sunday School. Ang di nila alam lang ay yung pinagmula ng Sunday School is teaching children because they were illiterate and they were taught literacy, and it was out of care by Robert Ricks ng mga bata. Ang impressive dito ay Robert Ricks was a man who would be considered high in society, a journalist, wealthy, and yet he had eyes for the neglected of society. Yung mga bata na nilalampas-lampasan lang sa lipunan ay hindi napalampas sa mata ni Robert Ricks. Now, some writings on Robert Ricks cast doubt on his evangelicalism. Dahil sa mga editorials niya, remember, he's a journalist, editor-in-chief, kaya nagsusulat siya ng editorial, ang madalas na laman ng editorial niya ay reformation in terms of moral reformation ng mga bata. And because of that, some have cast doubts whether he was an evangelical. Yet, there was a time na na-discover yung collection niya ng personal letters. And I think in those personal letters, it really emerges that Robert Riggs was an evangelical, and I like to quote two from his personal letters. Yung isa is part of a prayer in which he said, "It is the failure of the knowledge of your most excellent principle, humility, that keeps mankind tied and bound to the chains of everlasting darkness. It is looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, through the medium of humility and a due sense of our own vileness and unworthiness, that appears to me the only means of following him whither he has gone before." And the last is a letter to a friend where he said, "I see my own unworthiness more clearly, and with this plea I go more boldly to the throne of mercy, keeping in my eye the leper, the publican in the temple, the lame, the blind, all who came to Jesus brought by conviction of their own misery, having faith and confidence in his power to restore. Without this hope of relief, the pressure of my sins would be a burden too heavy for me to bear." And I think those are proofs na Robert Riggs nourished an evangelical faith. So here are two stories of compassion for children, and it just reminds us of Jesus' own compassion for children. Yung pag-ibig ng ating Panginoong Jesus para sa mga bata, on the top of your handout are the occasions when Jesus spoke of children. One occasion was when ginamit niya yung bata to illustrate conversion, that unless you are converted like this little child. And then he warned, sabi niya, "Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Now, don't take that literally. But Jesus is showing there how strongly he felt for the care of children. Ayaw niyang masaktan yung mga bata, matisod. Ibig sabihin, huwag maabuso yung mga bata. And child abuse, I believe, is one of the most heinous crimes today na dapat talagang parusahan ng batas. In another instance, alam natin yung occasion na may mga magulang na nagdadala ng mga bata kay Jesus, at yung mga alagad niya ang pumipigil, sinasaway sila. Kaya dito yung mga adults ang pasaway, sinasaway itong mga bata. And it was Jesus who said these classic words, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." So what we learn here is that he extended his kingdom claims to children. He reached out to them. He rebuked his disciples for treating children like distraction. And he used children as illustration of conversion and object of compassion. And if we are to be followers of Jesus, we should have the same attitude to children. And yet, like I did with lepers to represent the disgusting in society, or women to represent the oppressed in society, let me use children to extend to all who are small and vulnerable in society. Compassion is that love for sufferers, able to reach out to the small, the neglected, and the vulnerable of society. And let us exercise that kind of compassion. Any question? Anything you'd like to clarify? Any experience you might have had, something akin to caring for children? Anyone? Anong maitutulad natin sa mga bata? Jojo.
Pastor, anong masasabi niyo dun sa ating bayani, si Efren Peña Florida po ba yun, nanalo ng Heroes Award?
Very admirable, class. Diba? Napakagandang huwaran para sa atin. I don't know what his religious profession is, but nonetheless, whether Christian or not, the example ay talagang kahanga-hanga, at hindi lang tayo humahanga, pinahanga niya ang mundo. Pinanood ko yung ceremony ng CNN and even before that, and yung mga nominated na kasama niya already knew even beforehand, it has to be Ephraim who has to be chosen as hero of the year. Dahil sa lahat ng mga ginagawa ng mga nominated, even they express their admiration for what Ephraim Peña Florida did and is doing. Kaya isang bagay yun na, na maging challenge sa atin. Gene.
Sir, hindi a question but a comment na sinabi ni Jojo. Kasi we heard dun sa DZAS, sa Sunday school niya natutunan yung ganong thinking. Kasi he was converted, I think, when he was 12 or 13 years old sa isang outreach sa Cavite.
So, it was, is he evangelical?
Evangelical pastor.
Yes, that's even more very challenging to hear. So, gamitin natin to na hamon din in what way we can extend compassion to the vulnerable around us. Other thoughts, questions, or Ike?
It's a fact naman sa atin na ang daming namamalimos sa lansangan, you know, since time immemorial. And the government is discouraging us na huwag magbigay dito sa mga badang ito. What is our standard? What is our position? How can we reach out to these children?
Well, I can share what I my personal response sa mga ganun is case by case. Of course, there are in most cases I don't give because kapag in-encourage mo mga yan, lalong darami sila sa lansangan, etc. And of course, dahil meron ng government policy na dinidiscourage yan, so may part doon na you follow the government. But then, on a case-by-case basis, on some rare occasions, na may makita ka na talagang you will be moved with compassion. And so you try to do something measurable para sa mga ganong bata. I often have after office yung pagkain na hindi ko nakakainin ay I give away, and I think that's a better response than just giving money away. So on a case by case basis, lagi natin isipin yung sinabi ng Proverbs 3:27 when it comes to giving. Ay sinabi roon, give unto him to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to give it. So dalawang criteria lagi. You believe that it is due, deserving in the sense na kailangan talaga, and then kaya mong ibigay. So in my case then, I respond on a case-by-case basis. In most cases, I don't. There are cases that I would. Other questions? Tito Ike.
I think one purpose of having this is to awaken perhaps the sentiment of Filipinos to have some care or compassion for children. Now, I wonder if we could have, instead of these foreigners, Dr. Bernardo and Robert Reichs, if we could have, I think it would be more meaningful for us if we could cite some Filipinos who are at the same level or who have done something for the children. Also, I would like to point out that the government has so far done some programs for children. Like, for instance, we have now the daycare centers wherein preschoolers are being taught. Also, we have UNICEF who have extended some assistance for malnourished children. And I happen to be part of a program wherein the child as the focus, because it is the least controversial entrance for any program. Now, also there is because of the focus of children, there is a law authored by Senator Pangilinan, which gives some leeway for people who are making children as a some sort of yung ini-exploit itong mga kabataan, dahil ang batas, pag ikaw ay minor, you are not to be charged criminally. So this kind of law is very conducive for bad elements to use street children to commit some crimes for their own interest. So this sometimes, because perhaps Senator Pangilinan overlooked this fact, which is also giving some headaches to local government units in the implementation of local ordinances, especially like curfew hours, because it is more or less focused on children or minors. But if you are going to apprehend these minors, you will be violating the law enacted by, authored by Pangilinan. So there is some sort of paradoxical situation that we have. So, nevertheless, I would suggest that instead we could also take or induce or urge, encourage Filipinos to have compassion for children by citing the good deeds of some Filipinos. I am very sure there are some who are contributing personally, financially, or socially for the benefit of children.
Okay, maraming salamat po, Tito Ike. Informative as always. Yung nabanggit nyo na to cite Filipinos, that's why I cited yung case ng Cubao Reformed Baptist Church where I work during the week. Ay meron silang Christian Compassion Ministry which is really aimed at street children, and I have seen the changes that have transpired, that have happened on these children. Some of them ay nagsimula itong ministry na ito 1995, at yung mga bata dati na kanila nang napaglingkuran, mga teenagers na ngayon, I have seen some of them converted and really changed. Kaya may mga case niyan sa Pilipinas. I chose this particular people since yung una nating pag-aaral, because I'm choosing innovators, initiatives. At the time that the problem was rampant and no one was doing anything, these were the people who did something, and that's the rationale behind the choices of these stories. Other thoughts, questions, or testimonies na gusto niyo i-share about compassion for sufferers?
Gusto ko lang pong i-share yung experience namin sa hospice, sa Madre de Amor. Siyempre po, marami ding bata na may cancer. So ang attitude namin, especially yung mga matatanda na volunteers, usually yung mga volunteers namin, these are the retired na may pera. So pagka ang pasyente po namin ay bata, talagang umuulan ng perang, dinodonate na rin mismo ng mga volunteers. Kasi pag matanda ang may cancer, lalo kung lalaki, may pride yon na hindi siya ngingiwi kahit masakit ang buong katawan. Ang bata kasi, pagka may masakit sa katawan niya, sumisigaw yan, talagang bigay na bigay. Yung hindi magtatago ng kanyang, walang pride yung bata talaga, kahit magsisigaw yan, isigaw lang niya yung sakit ng nararamdaman. So para malibang namin yung bata, minsan may nagbibigay ng TV para makapanood yung bata. Libangin mo yung bata kasi kahit minsan may morphine yan, lalo kung ang sakit ng bata ay hindi tinatalaban nung oral na morphine, kailangan tinuturok yun. Ay kung walang pera din na regular yung family, naabutan namin na talagang sumisigaw yung bata. So other days na wala kami, kung halimbawa ang wish ng bata bago mamatay man lang ay bigyan siya ng bike, makapag-bike, talagang contribution kami makabili kahit na second hand na bike. Yun yung compassion na lang namin. Anyway, mamamatay na yung bata. Mabigyan mo man lang yun ng yung bang huling katuwaan niya, yung ganon. Kasi yung morphine, it's for everyone na may karamdaman, na may pain na naramdaman. Pero yung bata, kasi hindi na nakapag-aral, wala na yung hope na kung ano man. Minsan, ang gusto na lang niya, kahit ice cream, bigay mo na yung ice cream niya, yung parang ganun.
Okay, thanks. Thank you for that insight. Talagang isang pinapatunayan uli niyan, the most helpless among the sufferers ay talaga yung children, and makikita dun sa sakit na kanilang iniinda. Nararanasan din namin yan sa Cubao. Pagdating sa CCM, ministry sa mga bata, bumubuhos ang donasyon. Sa GMA, nakasahod na kami at wala pa rin. But it's one thing that is good about children. We can be touched by the needs of children. Other thoughts? Glenn.
Ang impact ba nitong marami ng advocates ngayon, parang lately ngayon, pati on the other extreme na pati ang government may mga policy na no spanking of children na masyado ng on the other extreme. May nangyayari na bang ganito na halimbawa sa US, counting kwan mo lang sa batay, kukunin na ng DSWD nila?
Well, in Western countries, talagang on the one hand, hindi yung masisi dahil talagang talamak ang child abuse sa Western countries, and the government has to act on behalf of children. But on the other hand, yung kanilang mga ginagawang laws ay nagiging double-edged kasi hinahagip din pati yung legitimate parenting doon. Pag nakita kang mamalo, ay pwedeng kunin yung bata ng gobyerno at ilayo sa'yo. Madaling mangyari iyon. Although dito sa Pilipinas, wala pa namang ganyan. But it may happen, and we need to be very discerning. Kaya sinimulan ko dun sa Kristiyanong pananaw sa bata. We believe that children to be God's creatures. Therefore, we believe in their dignity, and they should be treated with dignity. But on the other hand, we also believe in the sinfulness of children because of Adamic sin. And anong sabi ng Proverbs 22:15? Foolishness is bound up in the heart of the child. At yung foolishness doon, hindi foolishness intellectually, foolishness is moral foolishness. Is bound up in the heart of the child. At anong gagawin ng parents? The rod of correction will drive it away from him. Proverbs 29:15, rod and reproof. Yung pinapagamit sa atin, pagsaway and then pamalo. So we have to use legitimate tools for bringing up children without eroding into abuse or cruelty or coldness. Yun ang pagsamahin natin as parents. Affection, but with discipline. Siguro maraming nangyayari kuminsan kung saan may disiplina, walang affection. At kung saan naman may affection, walang disiplina. We have to reject both. We need to develop affection, intimacy with our children, but with discipline. Jim.
Sir, curious po ako dun sa mga Dr. Barnardo's home now in UK. Ganun pa rin ba yung feature ng mga Barnardo's home ngayon where the gospel is part of the teaching, or katulad na rin nung the general British society na yung mga churches are empty because they're no longer thinking about
salvation? Well, I'm afraid yung present condition ngayon ng Dr. Barnardo's homes, more than 100 years after Barnardo's death. Namatay si Barnardo ng 1905. Andun pa rin yung mga Barnardo's homes, but now under secular guidance and government oversight yung iba. At pag ganyan ang sitwasyon, you cannot expect na they care very much about the gospel. So there will still be compassionate care sa needs ng mga bata, but the original policy ni Dr. Bernardo, I doubt, is still implemented as far as the gospel is concerned. Mayla.
Pastor, gusto ko lang i-share back sa Nigeria. Ang isang ministry ko doon, merong women's group doon which is common sa mga international community. Yung mga babaeng asawa ay merong grupo. And common din sa kanila na ang isang project ay gumawa ng jewelry. So yun yung isang ginagawa ko kahit parang papatay na yung grupo na yun. Tinuloy namin kahit minsan dalawa lang kami, tatlo, parang papatay-patay na siyang ganun. Ang aim namin is to raise money para sa mga bata doon sa Nigeria. Ang isang mapapansin mo doon sa Nigeria, parang mushroom din ang mga orphanages doon. Kahit saan ka tumingin, marami kang makikita, which is, I think, bunga ng mission work ng England before, which is maganda. Sabi ng isang Pilipino na kaibigan namin doon na hindi siya supportive sa mga ginagawa namin, sabi niya, you don't need to take care of Nigerians because they are taking care of themselves. Ang ibig niya sabihin, bakit maraming orphanages diyan kung hindi nila inaalagaan ang kanilang mga bata? Yun ang kanyang argumento sa amin. But I believe otherwise kasi doon, nakakatuwa na nakakalungkot kasi supposedly mga Kristiyano yung nagtutuloy ng mga ministry. Kaya lang maling-mali yung mga doktrina nila. For example, pinapalo nila yung mga bata dahil nandun sa Bible. Pero yung palo nila bugbog eh. Tsaka pag wala nga yung love. Ang malungkot sa experience ko, parang nasa likod lang ako ng ministry kasi never akong nakapunta dahil ayaw akong papuntahin ng mga kasama ko sa grupo dahil hindi nila maipaliwanag sa akin kung ano yung pwede kong ma-experience. Habang ako'y may baby si Rebecca and then after Buboy, hindi nila ako ina-advise pumunta. Although Micaiah had one chance to visit. Ang sitwasyon doon, yung mga nag-aalaga, yung social worker, pag nagdala ng food, kukunin nila yung food. Parang ganun kahirap yung buhay na yung professing Christian, parang sila yung kukuha ng pagkain na juice sa mga bata. And they have many sagot pa na parang galing sa Bible, mga ganyan. And kung mapapansin ng mga tao, yung mga caretaker, ang lalaking tao, ang tataba. Pero yung mga bata, hindi mabihisan. The ministry there is very sad kasi halimbawa aayusin yung building, lalagyan ng kurtina kasi super init, wala silang tubig, gagawa ng balon. Pero lahat yan, after a while, mawawala yung kurtina, mawawala yung kulambo dahil sa malaria, di ba? Mauubos yung mga damit na binibigay dahil kinukuha lahat ng mga tao na dapat tumutulong. But these people are professing Christian. At dahil sa bigat nung damdamin ko para dito, I challenge my girls na before kami umalis, they do something for the children then. So, madali and somehow, si Micaiah, with the help of the girls and with the support of the community, nag-put up siya ng isang show. Ang title ay Children for Children. So, nag-top siya ng talents ng mga bata at ng ilang adults. Nag-put up siya ng show at ang fund na na-raise, part of that ay ginamit niya sa paglilinis ng isang area na nagiging basurahan near their school at ginawang park. Part of that ay ibinigay sa isang bata na may congenital heart disease na kailangan ng operasyon. And the main bulk ay isusuporta dun sa orphanage na pinuntahan niya. And sadly, niayaw siyang pakunin ng picture, those things. Kasi ayaw nilang ipakita kung anong nangyayari sa loob ng orphanage. Kung gaanong kawawa despite all the help na natatanggap nila.
Okay, thank you, Myla. Isang malungkot yun kapag yung mga nag-aalaga ng bata ay they're doing their job na dahil trabaho lang at wala talagang care for the children. And also, yung pangyayari, yung sinasabi ni Myla na namamalo pero bugbog na tapos ginagamit pa ang Biblia. I've seen that. And it's so sad when you encounter people and I cannot forget this missionary family, missionary yung tatay, pero yung treatment niya ng kanyang mga anak ay talagang abuso and he would justify it in terms ng using the rod. Pero yung rod madalas ay yung kamao niya at to me that's just plain cruelty. So we have to really balance sa parents, sa caregivers ng mga bata, they should have both affection and discipline. And yung balance ng Proverbs talaga ay napakaganda yung makita natin. Parents should develop yung intimacy with their children, but at the same time, moral discipline. And the last thoughts.
Gusto ko lang pato share yung experience namin sa Mindanao dun sa mission. At almost 2 years po ako nag-work sa mission ng Southern Baptist sa Mindanao Rural Life Center. Na-assign po ako sa South Cotabato. Bali, ang aming pong kliyente ron yung mga tribal groups. Itong mga tribal groups po, mga out of school yan, doon sa tinatawag na BOOST program, yung Baptist Outside of School Training. Titraining po yan doon sa program na yun, 3 months yun. Doon sa nirecruit namin pong mga estudyante, dapat mga, ano lang eh, yung hindi kasama yung mga anak. Ngayon, pag nag-recruit po kami estudyante, kasama yung buong pamilya. Ngayon, ang ginawa pong program ng Southern Baptist, tinuturoan din itong mga magulang para alagaan yung kanilang mga bata. At kasama po kami dun sa pagtuturo. So, nagko-conduct po kami ng parang mga simple demo tungkol sa pag-aalaga ng mga bata. Kasi itong mga blaan at tibuli, hindi sila sanay sa pag-aalaga po ng bata. Puro sa bundok to eh. Pupunta ron talagang mga daladala parang bang yung mga eye test na bit-bit-bit yung mga bata. Doon lang po tuturoan nyo. May literacy din pong program. At doon po sa pag-aalaga ng mga bata, isang gumagamit sila ng manika, palanggana, tuturuan sila kung paano lilinisin yung bata. Pag may sakit, anong gagawin, mga ganun po ba. At tinuturoan din sila ng mga basic talaga sa pagpapagaling, nutrition, doon po yung ano. So, kung titingnan po natin, ito pong mga evangelical church talagang very active din sa ganitong mga bagay na para akala ng mga ibang hindi evangelical, hindi tayo active sa ganitong mga bagay. In fact, yung talagang parang remote area po ang talagang minsan pinupuntahan ng ganitong mga mission. Nakita ko talagang very concerned po sila. Marami pong natulungan nun sa mission na yun nung naroroon po ako.
Okay, one of the best ways na we can serve children is serve their parents, meaning educational, maturuan sila, especially parents na walang alam sa pag-aalaga ng mga bata. It's one thing na we can serve children indirectly is by educating their parents. At tama yung sinabi ni Jojo na many of these services in the past and even in the present have been motivated by an evangelical faith. At nakita natin to kay Bernardo, nakita natin kay Robert Ricks, and nakita natin sa ibang mga tinalakay natin, extending compassion to the sufferers is rooted in the compassion displayed by the Lord Jesus, whether lepers or women or children. Let us emulate, pagayahin natin ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo sa angking kahabagan at pag-ibig sa mga nahihirapan. So let's bring these things to God in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat kami sa mga salaysay ng kahabagan na pinag-aralan namin sa serye na ito at maging sa dalawang kwento ng pag-aalaga sa mga bata na natunghaya namin ngayon na huwag maging hamon ito sa amin at panatilihin namin ang kahabagan na pinakita ng aming Panginoong Jesucristo para sa mga bata ay manatili nawa sa amin, sa mga nasa paligid namin at hindi lang sa mga bata kundi ang mga napapabayaan sa lipunan. Tulungan mo kaming maging alerto, sensitibo, and help us, Lord, to have that love which is not merely convenient, but love that reaches out to the lepers, fighting for women, and caring for children. And in this, may we conform to our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.